You know, when you think about it, true friendship is like a journey. You think about the people that you're friends with right now and how you became friends. You were introduced, or you took the initiative, you saw somebody and you're like, I'd like to be a friend with that person. Maybe you started out really young, you've had this friend for the longest time, and you kind of almost don't even remember when you became friends, but you did. And now you're friends. And what does that take? What did that take? Well, we're going to be looking at this man named Abraham that was called a friend of God. Now think about that, a friend of God. So God actually is the one that takes the initiative. But we're starting out here, and he's almost like a pioneer. When you think about those guys that 50 years ago went and landed on the moon, they took a lot of steps so that they could ultimately have that one guy take that step, Neil Armstrong, onto the moon. But there's so much that was tied into that. And we see this man, Abraham, and he just steps into this relationship with God that is amazing. And so, but before we even get to his calling of this friendship to start, we have to learn some things about him. So let's go back. Let's look at the book of Genesis. And we're going to look, a lot of times people will start out with Genesis 12. We're going to start out in Genesis 11 after the Tower of Babel. And we learn some things about him. Verse 27 of Genesis chapter 11 says, now these are the generations of Terah. Terah fathered Abram, Nahor, and Haran, and Haran fathered Lot. And so Abram was the son of Terah, and he had the two brothers, Nahor and Haran, who died, but produced a son whom he named Lot. So just think about this for a moment. You and your family, maybe you're an only child, but if the Bible is written about you today, it would list you, it would list maybe your mom, your dad, your siblings, and that's what's happening here. We're getting a picture. We had a telescope, and now we've got a camera, and we're zooming in, we're focusing in on this person, Abram. And we learn some things in the next verse about his homeland. Haran died in the presence of his father Terah in the land of his kindred in Ur of the Chaldeans. And so he lived in this city. Abram lived in the city of Ur. It's the capital city of Sumer, which was controlled by the Chaldeans. This place was known as a place that served other gods. Ur was located in the southern Mesopotamia area. Some New Testament verses call it the land of Shinar, which is near the Persian Gulf. And this is where he received his call from God. God called Abram while in this place that was, many would look at it as evil. This is a land known for idolatry, immorality. And when Terah moved his family there, he knew of this because he was an idolater himself. And if ever there were one who came from the wrong side of the tracks, that would have been Abram. And so we learn some other things. We learn about his wife. Verses 29 and 30. It says, and Abram and Nahor took wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai. The name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and Iscah. Now Sarai was barren. She had no child. Now it's important for us to know that. And so we learn that before Haran died, he produced a son, Lot. Verse 29 informs us that he had other children as well, including Milcah, who married Nahor, Abram's brother. Milcah would give birth to many children, while Sarai had none. So Abraham married Sarai. She was also the daughter of Terah, but not by the same mother of Abram. And so it looks like, from this situation, it looks like Sarai seems to look cursed. She does not come from an ideal family background situation. She does not have any children. And then we learn about his location, relocation. Look at verses 31 and 32. Terah took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went forth together from Ur the Chaldeans to go into the land of Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. The days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. So we're learning some things here. From Acts 7, 2 through 4, we learn that God moved, he appears to Abram while in Mesopotamia. And from Genesis 11, 31, we learn that Terah seemed to instigate this move out of Mesopotamia. There's a historian of the Jews named Josephus said it was the death of Terah's son Haran that prompted Terah to want to leave the land of the Chaldeans. So Terah took Abram, his grandson, Lot, to Haran, which was a city located north of Canaan, approximately 600 miles northwest of Ur, and that's the place where Terah, Abram's father, died. So I want you to think about this. You think you can't amount to much to God because you have this background that's too corrupt. But I want you to understand that God is amazing. And Jesus Christ came through Abram's line so that he could take people like you and me to be into his family. And I want you to understand that we're going to, as we work through this, we're going to realize that Abram was called a friend of God. And who better to have as your friend than God? But it took initiative. It took initiative first on God's part, and then it takes initiative on our part because we're acting in obedience and response to Him.